KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
Childline KZN says as the country marks the end of Child Protection Week, it's urging people to remember that keeping children safe isn't a once-off campaign, but a daily commitment.
We've seen firsthand the growing need for stronger, more consistent protection of the most vulnerable amongst us. Children need safe homes, safe schools, and a society that speaks up when something is wrong.
The non-profit Sadeshni Naika joined a march in central Durban yesterday to call for an end to child abuse. She says the demonstration sent a powerful message about holding abusers accountable.
As we move beyond this week, we encourage everyone, from government to families, businesses to individuals, to keep child protection at the top of our national agenda. Every child deserves to grow up safe, loved and heard. It takes a community to raise a child.
There are growing calls for the Transport Department to give an update on its efforts to reduce the backlog of outstanding driver's license cards. Officials reported last month that the country's only printing machine was up and running again after it went out of service in February. At the time, the department said it was sitting with a backlog of close to 750,000 applications. More than 115,000 motorists in KZN were waiting for their new licenses. Ryazan Zanzi's Makoshula Gana has called on Transport Minister Barbara Creasy to brief the country on plans to eliminate the printing backlog.
The country is currently serviced by only one driver's license card printing machine, which has far exceeded its lifespan and productivity. What is of concern to ourselves is that between 2022 and 2025, the printing machine has been offline for 129 days with repairs and maintenance costing over 12 million rand, and there has been 4 million rand that has spent on overtime.
And Israel claims the bodies of two hostages have been recovered in Gaza. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says it was following a special operation involving the IDF and intelligence officers in the Strip. His office has issued a statement to say that Judy Weinstein and Khadi Haggai died in the October 2023 attack and were taken by Hamas. Meanwhile, the Palestinian group has condemned the United States after it vetoed a resolution calling for a ceasefire and unrestricted humanitarian access in Gaza. In a statement, it's described Washington's response as disgraceful, reiterating accusations of genocide, something Israel rejects. A recap of our lead story, Childline KZN says as the country marks the end of Child Protection Week, it's urging people to remember that keeping children safe isn't a once-off campaign, but a daily commitment. That's it from the Newswatch team for now. I'm Natara Nadesan.